Aleka Messi here, and welcome to the Life Masterclass podcast series coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And I've just finished a yoga session in this beautiful yoga center here in Bali called The Practice that I used to be a co-owner at several years ago. Gorgeous space. So here I am. I hope you are having a fantastic day wherever you are. Today I'm going to share with you a wonderful technique from Dr. David Hawkins based on his book Letting Go. So I'm going to be reading from my book version. I'm a Kindle person. So I'm going to be reading what the technique is. And essentially, I've been working with lots of different clients over time, and I work with different clients with different size issues and different things to work through. So I'm always looking to find what techniques are there that we can use that create the greatest shift. And, you know, here I am in this yoga studio. I've been doing yoga for over 20 years now, so I'd sort of take the teachings of that into it as well. So if you haven't watched the video or the podcast where I talk about power versus force, so that's Dr. David Hawkins' work there. And I've read, 500 to 750 books. It's in my top five, maybe my top three of books of all time. Maybe it's way up there near the top. Powerful, powerful book talking about levels of consciousness. And in the last podcast where I'm talking about his work, Power versus Force, I get into this thing called courage. Now, I think he wrote that book towards the end of the 90s. And then, so he passed away, I think, in 2012, something like that. So one of his newer books before his passing was a book called Letting Go, and a technique that he used extremely effectively with his clients. So he was a psychiatrist or psychologist in that field, kinesiologist, lots of different things. And obviously best-selling author with Power versus Force, but you know, really deep work into the space of consciousness. So this technique called letting go is, it's like a, such a simple concept, hard to do. Particularly, you know, in yoga here, we've just finished our meditation practice, and a lot of meditation is, you know, trying to get away from the monkey mind here and create this spaciousness so we can actually get some perspective. We can start to recalibrate the autonomic nervous system so we deactivate the sympathetic nervous system, the stress response, and, you know, upregulate the parasympathetic nervous system. So that's a bit about, you know, what we're trying to do here. So, you know, the technique he talks about is like a lot of times we have this emotion and we have an emotion come up and then the brain tries to explain what the emotion is, categorize and that sort of stuff. So there might be emotion, you know, this chunk of emotion, but then there's all these thoughts running off it. You know, these stories, these beliefs, all of that sort of stuff. So there might be, you know, a singular emotion, but there might be 1,000 thought streams going off in different directions in relationship to that thought. So we can either wade through, you know, all of this foliage that is all of this thoughting and all of this sort of stuff. It's like we can either go through that or we can drop into the emotion. And he talks about letting go of the energy behind the emotion. And when that energy behind that emotion dissipates, then all of these thought things, these 1,000 thoughts are linked up to it, they all get dragged away or they become irrelevant. So we process and we let go of the energy behind the emotion dissipates, then we've actually got clarity. We don't have all of these thoughts trying to explain this emotion. We've probably got reality and the more real reality in front of us, and we can then make a choice as to what we do with that particular thing. So I'm going to read from the book Letting Go, The Mechanisms of Letting Go. So, letting go involves being aware of a feeling, letting it come up, staying with it, and letting it run its course without wanting to make it different or do anything about it. It means simply to let the feeling be there and to focus on letting out the energy behind it. The first step is to allow yourself to have the feeling without resisting it, venting it, fearing it, condemning it, or moralizing about it. It means to drop judgment and to see that it's just a feeling. The technique is to be with the feeling and surrender all efforts to modify in any way. Let go of wanting to resist the feeling. It is resistance that keeps the feeling going. When you give up resistance or trying to modify the feeling, it will shift to the next feeling and be accompanied by a lighter sensation. A feeling that is not resisted will disappear as the energy behind it dissipates. So it's an amazing thing. So instead of, you know, staying up in the thoughting thing, we come into the emotion and we let go of the emotion, and we're trying to let go of the energy behind that. Because so often we might have a feeling and we're just, sometimes the first thought is, I shouldn't be feeling this feeling, which is again a thought that doesn't actually allow that emotion to pass through or dissipate. We start judging it, we start like even labeling it. So what we want to do is just experience the feeling. We may not even be able to describe what the feeling is. That's okay, we don't have to in order for this technique to work. We just sit with it, we just observe, and we just set the intention of letting go of everything and anything related to that emotion that we're feeling. And again, this is a technique that's okay to explain how to do, but it really is something that you need to try for yourself. It's just, and as I'm doing this, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see me doing the actions. If you're listening to this, the audio version, I'm just closing my eyes and I'm imagining a feeling, and the feeling might start off because I notice there's tension in my stomach. So then I go a little bit deeper and I identify, if I can, what the feeling is, but I don't get attached to it. If I don't know what the feeling is, I just go down there and I just sit with the feeling and I just observe it with the intention of letting it go. I'm aiming to be that witness, the part of us which is beyond our thoughts, beyond our physical body, beyond what's happening in our 3D reality out in front of us. There's a part of us, this conscious awareness, which is able to be the witness without getting caught up in anything. So I'm going to observe this emotion as the witness and put no labels on it, do nothing to it, don't push against it, shove against it, or whatever, just sit there with it. And again, the ideas of emotions, they are just moving things. They're not meant to stay rooted in a spot. A lot of times a feeling will get rooted in a spot if it's got stories associated to it. Those stories will be the thing that keep that emotion there, rather than it just coming up, motion, and then going away. Like, in the animal kingdom, it might be something happens. Some animal has this feeling thing which causes it to have a particular response. But once it gets away from the danger, for example, then it just goes back into, you know, that calm state, chewing on grass or whatever, whatever it eats. It doesn't have a story associated with that. A lot of times we associate a story with a feeling and that just keeps self-perpetuating, thinking, feeling, feeling, thinking, feeling, and it creates this loop of this thing never going away. This feeling just perpetuates. So I strongly encourage you to check out the book, to read the book, Letting Go. It really, really is a powerful book. And, you know, a lot of people talk about being life-changing, particularly people have gone through some addiction process as well. It's like this letting go is supporting them, you know, stepping away from addiction to work through sobriety and that sort of thing. So again, it's a powerful, powerful technique. Not only emotion, it can even be used with letting go of thoughts, letting go of beliefs, letting go of even physical emotions and stories that we give, labels that we give to physical symptoms that we've got in our body, rather than calling a physical symptom. Just feel what the feeling is and just pay attention to the feeling as opposed to the story of this being this particular ailment, illness or whatever, this particular pain. So what I'm going to do is, if you go into the show notes below, you'll see a link there, and that link will take you to my website where I'll actually have that process that I just read through from my Kindle there taken out of the book, Letting Go, the actual mechanism of letting go. So you'll be able to see that there. Again, I strongly encourage you to try this stuff out for yourself as opposed to, you know, believe me that this is a great technique. Just continue to surrender, let go. And this is a technique that supports, definitely supports the yogic teachings, supports Buddhist teachings, Zen teachings, a lot of things which are about non-attachment. So being non-attached to this emotion so that it can just, you know, do its thing and pass through. So I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you do either, you know, go on that link below or above and download this technique, learn the technique, try the technique, put it into play. Maybe you grab a hold of a copy of this book, Letting Go, and do yourself a favour and go through that and get the true essence of it as you read through that book. If you're interested in finding out more about doing some work with me, if you're interested in working through something and you want some help there, last book I wrote was on decision-making mastery, so I can help you move through, transition through different things there. So again, just reach out to me via my website and get into the contact page there. So I hope that you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. Have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.